Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I'll tell you about jury duty in a little bit. Sorry, guys, I was off yesterday for jury duty, which was supposed to be really, really cool, but I'll tell you what happened in a second. But anyway, the GOP debate was last night. I was hanging out with Steve Sanchez Show, and some of my peeps from Odyssey. We had the K-Don Studios last night watching the debate. And it was kind of what I expected. I don't care what people say. I think it was a very good move that Trump wasn't there. I think, one, the American people needed to see what the other candidates were about, and it gave them opportunity to talk and battle it out. And it was good for Trump because, you know, why be on a stage and turn the focus to everything going on with the legal stuff when he can have a platform with Tucker Carlson? I think he got millions and millions of hits, so he had a competing thing, so he got to basically put his what he wanted out without being in the midst of the infighting, and so I think overall it was a good move for him not to be there. And I think a lot of people did enjoy getting to, you know, a chance to hear what DeSantis was about, and Nikki Haley and Asa Hutchinson and Doug Burgum and Tim Scott. Chris Christie was there, Vivek Ramaswamy, Mike Pence. And so, you know, hearing them, it's interesting. I've been around enough where when you watch politics, it's about, you know, who can come up with the best sound bites, who can dominate the camera. Even though many of us thought DeSantis and Vivek would dominate this, many of the other contenders did get their word in, and they did, I think, do very, very well. I thought Doug Burgum did very well. I thought Nikki Haley did better than expected. Even Chris Christie got to make a funny, you know, and it was, because remember, Chris Christie, he probably really, really feels cheated, because he was, remember, his shtick was kind of the what Donald Trump ended up doing. He was the one to say it like it is. He didn't have a problem cussing. He didn't have a problem insulting people, and then all of a sudden Trump comes on stage in 2016, overpowers him, and now he kind of lost where his mojo was. Everybody kind of has their niche. Nikki Haley tried to use the woman niche, which, you know, can be a double-edged sword. And I don't know if I really would have gone there. I think she quoted, if you want something said, have a man do it. If you want something done, have a woman do it. We women don't need any more. Yeah. Barbie did enough with men looking at us going, is that really how you feel? So we kind of, you know, that I probably wouldn't have said that. But, you know, she was, she echoed what I've been saying about schools this whole time, about why aren't we having the trades. I mean, my school reform is much more of an overhaul, where, you know, all your basics are in the morning of school, and then afternoon is all the trades, as well as working out, as well as first aid, as well as not only the trades, but an introduction to all fields, such that by the time somebody's a sophomore in high school, they already know what plumbers do, electricians do, construction workers do, farmers do, doctors do, nurses do, such that when they do their associate's degree junior and senior year of high school, and there's your free college without costing an extra cent, they could then decide a lot more intelligibly what they may want to go into. So I liked how she kind of echoed what I've been saying about education, although not to that degree. Pence came out a little bit more fighting. The only thing is when he was talking about his role as vice president and what he did. He was kind of echoing what Trump did. So, you know, I know a lot of people were watching this looking at, well, you know, Trump's going to do that. So why should we pick you over Trump? Vivek, interesting. He does have a little bit of explaining to do with the, I think he had made a comment on, I don't know if it was on the Steve Sanchez show or if it was on another show, talking about how he would change funding to Israel or not fund Israel. I think he's going to clarify that soon. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Israel is the America helicopter pad in the Middle East, and so whatever America needs from the Middle East, they can get from Israel in terms of intelligence, in terms of access. So you definitely don't want to screw that relationship up by any means. But Vivek is more of an isolationist. You know, let's fix our problems here first, then deal with everything overseas. The only problem with isolation, just like the pendulum swinging, you know, you become too much of an isolationist, all this other stuff happens. And you do need to be a resounding force and a somebody to respect and fear when you have these other entities wanting to have world domination or take over. But I do like concentration on America. I like concentration on the border. Nobody really talked about healthcare. That wasn't an issue coming up. That's one I was kind of interested in. But when you saw them battle, Tim Scott, very well spoken. Everybody, very well spoken. I think they all had some really, really good wins in this. But it shows that a lot of it is, well, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to stop this. We're going to stop this. We're going to stop this. Nikki Haley, fascinatingly, she even said, hey, we got to be kind of honest. You know, we only have, you know, if we don't have the votes in the Senate, you know, we really need to be honest to the American people. And even though I thought Vivek and Ron DeSantis probably had a better night than others, I do like the message of, if you're going to be in politics and you're going to be on the debate stage, don't sit there and give promises that can't be made, like the overturning Obamacare, the repeal and replace. I told you guys from day one, you can't repeal and replace it. It was designed like a bomb. You try to mess with anything, it's like cutting the red wire. You know, and once you have key pieces in there that people like, even though you want to get rid of the fat and all the other BS, the public's going to think you're going to mess with the part that people like, such as a pre-existing condition. So when people are promising that, you know, so I know there were a lot of promises. There was a lot of aggressiveness, you know, some fighting. But I don't know if any of them, even though some of them might have advanced from the others, I don't know if they're going to take on Trump. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so yesterday I had my jury summons. And I have never really been called for jury duty. I know you guys are like, man, girl, you old. And I'm like, I know I am. I don't know how. Maybe it's because in the past, physicians weren't necessarily mandated to go, and maybe I just didn't get one. I mean, I've been through the DMV, I've voted, so not exactly sure. But interestingly, me and my husband both got it. And we hadn't gotten it for years. So whatever algorithm they had, we popped up on it, which was good. My husband went, did his duty. His experience was a little different than mine, but I finally got to do mine. And was I a little anxious about it? Interestingly, I was. As much as I want to say, guys, listen, I was excited about it. It's my duty. I was anxious about it. And the reason why I was a little anxious about it is you guys know my schedule, right? First, I don't really have people who could do my show. So if I'm not on air, you get reruns. I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, we prefer those. I would prefer not to have you have reruns. I really like the live shows. Thank you. I know you guys want any excuse to shut off the show, but sorry. So one is it's really difficult, you know, to do that. Number two is I do see patients, and I have disability exams for the state. I work for a telemedicine company. It's really, really hard to be cut off from my phone. But I got National Blood Donation Week coming up first week of September. We got National Fantasy Football Week coming up. I got College Student Health Awareness Day. And so these are things I don't want to miss. So, yeah, I did get a little anxious about it. I know some moms are anxious about it because then who picks up the kids from school? People are worried that they only pay you $40 a day. Remember when it used to be $15 a day or $10 a day? I think now it's up to $40 a day. But still, $40 a day doesn't cut it, especially with gas and all that. So, yeah, I was a little anxious. So I get there, and I got there on time. I got to the parking on time. I know people said, oh, it's a little bit of a walk. But I'm like, look, I know downtown. I've been downtown. I've been in this city since the 80s. Well, the problem is I didn't know that there were multiple courthouses. And so I got a little discombobulated because now that we have Symphony Park and we have Smith Center and all that, it doesn't look like it used to. So, and I was coming from another way. I was coming from behind rather than coming from the front. And so I would ask around. I'm like, you know, where's jury duty? Where's jury duty? So somebody said, municipal court is there. Okay, well, they didn't know that I was supposed to be with the 8th Judicial Court. I just thought everybody knew, you know, this jury duty, Dr. Dahlia is going to jury duty. There's only one place to go. So by the time I get there, you go through security also. And, of course, I always ding it. I always ding the security, so then I have to have the wand, and you have to turn around and spread them and things like that. But it was okay. I don't know why I always ding it. I mean, when I had my IUD in, that would always ding it, but I don't have the IUD anymore, so maybe I have some other metal, a coil in there somewhere. I don't know, but I always ding the whole metal detector. So I go through that, and then I don't know where to go, and then, of course, somebody goes third floor, so I get to the third floor, and then I have to pee. And I'm like, okay, I really got to pee, but I'm like, you know what, let me check in and then pee. Well, by the time I get there, there's a pregnant woman there and a few other people, and they're turning us all away. They go, sorry, you're late. And we're like, I got here on time. We all said the same thing. We were all in the parking garage. We got here on time. I'm holding my urine. I'm not even peeing yet. And, of course, you know, the answer was, well, there was 100 other people that got here on time. She's right. Somehow other people got here. Maybe it's because they Ubered. And I, like an idiot, decided to drive there myself and park. Who knows? Uber and Lyft usually get you there on time. So they said, sorry, you got to reschedule. And I'm like, oh, come on, no. So I go through all that. I miss my show. It's hot. I'm running around. By the way, they say expect to be there till 5 p.m. Now, my husband was only there an hour and a half when he had to go, but they say expect to be there till 5 p.m. So if you tell somebody like me who has multiple reports for the state that I'm doing for disability exams for people, and I have, I mean, I'm like, I got to bring my whole office with me. So I had a pretty heavy pack on me, and it's hot outside. Not to mention, I dressed up. I wanted to look good because I wanted to get picked. I wanted to get picked because I wanted to do my jury duty. So I look good. But anyway, I had to go back. I almost cried. I was like, I really wanted to do this. And then I still had to pee. But then when I did call to reschedule, luckily they said, you're good. You know, you're good. You know, we're not going to reschedule you. And so that actually then worked out good, except, you know, I didn't get to do jury duty. Let's talk about this. You know, people have, ever since I started practicing medicine, have approached me on trying to get out of jury duty. And, you know, why would somebody panic about that? Why would doing, you know, I love the courtroom. I think the courtroom's cool. You know, I have no problem being around lawyers. I hear that the bailiffs are hot. I mean, you know, I think the courtroom is a fascinating place. But why the anxiety? Well, it's because people don't want to be told what to do. People want to know they have an out. When you tell a person that despite them having kids, despite them having a family member that might need assistance, despite them having a busy schedule, you know, a need to not lose money at work or take time off or whatever, when you tell them that they won't have an out or they perceive that, they get anxious. You know, I should have not had any anxiety about this. I don't really get anxious about stuff, but I'm like, okay, nothing can mess with Blood Donation Week. I mean, I work all year long on this. We got National Blood Donation Week. I need to make sure I could do that. And so I did get a little nervous because I'm like, I know we can't use that as an excuse. But the funny thing is they're very flexible. You really do have a lot of flexibility. And so you could always reschedule. In fact, if you have COVID or been exposed to COVID, you don't have to go in sick. They don't make you go in sick. You know, the pregnant woman, one of the people that were working there said, you know, you could get an excuse. You know, she said she did try to get an excuse, and her doctor or whoever wouldn't give her a jury excuse. Now, maybe that's because she had to come in. I don't know all the details. But, yeah, if you're pregnant and you fear going into preterm labor because you have to walk a half a mile or a mile to get to where you need to go in the heat, you don't necessarily have to do it. They do have you postpone. The idea of you could get out of it, you know, if you have COVID, or you could get out of it if you're breastfeeding, you could get out of it if you have, they just want you to postpone. And I got to tell you, we do have to come up with a better way to figure out how to do this because, you know, doctors notoriously don't want to be on juries because they lose a lot of money. They lose a lot of time. You have to have your phone on and you have to be able to, you know, answer people's medical questions and handle emergencies. But then we don't have doctors on the jury. So you have a doctor up there that's being, you know, I don't know, accused of malpractice or something or whatever. You don't really have your peers. You know, if you want a jury by your peers, you need to have your peers on, you know, but not your best friends, but you need to have people that you know there. Now, people always tell me, all right, be biased. Okay, the lawyers will not want you if you're biased. Do you really want to, on the record, fabricate what you're biased about or admit what you're truly biased about? Do you really, really want to do that? I think I would, honestly, most people don't get selected because they do have, so like, for example, if there's an assault case, you know, and you've been assaulted, most likely the opposing attorney is not going to want you there because you can be then implicitly biased. Guys, looks like some of the flooding we had with Hurricane Hillary has kind of messed up a little bit of what's going on. So if we do have a bad internet connection, sorry about that. So in terms of medical conditions, talk to your medical provider if you need an extension or you need a but honestly, with jury duty, they are very willing to accommodate because the last thing they want is somebody to freak out and panic because they have to be there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. GOP presidential candidates disagreeing over a national abortion ban during last night's debate. Former Vice President Mike Pence said he'd push for a federal 15-week ban on abortion if elected. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley argued that ban would never pass through Congress. House Republicans may soon be investigating the Georgia DA, who launched a criminal probe against former President Donald Trump. CNN reporting the House Judiciary Committee expected to open a congressional investigation into Fulton County District Attorney Fawnie Willis. The fate of the so-called Texas floating border wall is now in the hands of a federal judge. That federal judge on Tuesday rejecting the Texas argument that the buoy border in the Rio Grande was needed to repel an invasion. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you since the beginning, especially with the crisis on the border, we really have to be careful about some infectious diseases that could be coming our way. And you don't really hear a lot about consumption anymore, or tuberculosis. I hear about it as a physician, but you really don't hear of a lot of people you know or neighborhoods in isolation or quarantining for tuberculosis. But it's out there. And an Indiana hospital has notified 500 patients that they might have been exposed to tuberculosis. Clark Memorial Health in Jefferson had to send letters to hundreds of patients. Apparently a staff member recently tested positive. So Clark Memorial Health in Jefferson told Fox News Digital on Thursday that it sent out hundreds of letters to those possibly affected following the confirmed case. Clark County Health Officer Eric Yazell of Indiana told the News and Tribune that it was a significant exposure. and special clinics were held in early August to test those who were notified. And then we've been contacting some individuals at the individual level and monitoring. They said it doesn't look like that exposure is turning into a lot of positive tests, but that's definitely something that we've been responding to from the health department side of things. So Yazelle reportedly added that there have been no further positive tests. So they're working with the Indiana Department of Health, the Clark County Health Department, and are following the appropriate infectious disease protocol. So they have to do contact tracing to identify and trace individuals. I don't think we're getting a lot of information about how the first person got tuberculosis, the staff member. But my concern is tuberculosis can be very easily spread. And it could be spread when someone coughs, sneezes, passes respiratory fluid, droplets that could transmit TB. TB could also grow on contaminated surfaces. So while everybody's been going, you know what, I'm sick of COVID, we're done with COVID, I don't care if I get exposed to COVID, whatever. When somebody coughs, I don't think COVID. I think TB. And I don't want that. I really don't want COVID either. But how do you know? If somebody coughing near you has TB, and maybe the person has a cough because they have asthma and they're not necessarily spreading disease, or they have acid reflux that's causing their cough, or they're on an ACE inhibitor for blood pressure that could be causing their cough. But one third of the world's population is infected with tuberculosis. It ranks as the top three causes of death. And do you see America per se talk about this? If one third of the world's population is infected with TB, are we screaming people when they come across the border for this? Now, tuberculosis was first discovered in 1982 by Robert Koch. Koch he found that it was caused by the bacteria Mycobacterium tuberculosis. It's an acid-fast staining bacteria, which is kind of significant for diagnostic purposes, but it allows us to figure out pretty quickly what bacteria it is. But it needs a lot of oxygen to survive. So tuberculosis prefers the lungs because that's one of the highest oxygenated areas. Again, people can pass it coughing, sneezing on each other. But symptoms are the following: a cough. And the cough could last over 3 weeks. Now, even longer. So when somebody calls up telemedicine going, I want an antibiotic, I've been coughing, I ask, has anybody tested you for COVID? Has anybody tested you for TB? You know, my worry is people's fascination with telemedicine could, again, be putting us at risk for not diagnosing things that need to be diagnosed. Every now and then I have a patient who says you're coughing up blood. Now, I know many people think coughing up blood is a sign of cancer. Yes, it can be, lung cancer. But coughing up blood can also be a sign of tuberculosis. It could be a sign of bronchitis and pneumonia, but we always need to rule out tuberculosis. If it hurts when you cough or it hurts when you breathe, that could be tuberculosis. It could also be pneumonia, COVID. If you've been losing weight, if you have fatigue, if you have fever, night sweats, chills, loss of appetite. Weight loss is a little bit more unique to tuberculosis than we would say that we would see with others. But a lot of people with COVID say they didn't have an appetite or they felt nauseous, so they might have been losing weight. But tuberculosis can mimic COVID. It can mimic pneumonia. So how do we diagnose you? You got to do a chest x-ray. We want to do a chest x-ray. Doing the TB Tide test or you could get some false positives. And we need to actually know how far along you are. So the chest x-ray could show effusion, fluid consolidation, area of infiltrate where the fluid infection could be. It could also show lymphadenopathy, which is your lymph node swelling, Gones lesions. Gones lesions or Gones lesions are necrotic calcified focuses of infection. And then a Gones complex has the lesion plus a lymph node. These are things we train students and medical professionals to look for. You could do a culture and do an acid-fast bacteria sane on the sputum, but the acid fast staining is quicker than the culture, because sometimes the culture could take weeks, but again, it's something that we could do, the QuantiFERON blood test. But 15 to 20% of tuberculosis cases may not be in the lungs. They could be extrapulmonary. So you could have TB in the GI tract, the genitourinary tract, lymph nodes, lining of the brain. If TB disseminates throughout the whole body, we call it miliary TB. Now, you can also have latent TB. Latent TB is where it just goes quiet, and then it could reactivate at a later date. So if somebody has active TB, we treat them for months with multiple medications. We might start a two-month intensive phase treatment, and then we do a continuation phase for latent. We may have you on a nine-month treatment. Of course, we have to be careful because some of these medications could cause liver toxicity and B6 deficiency. We do have a vaccine for tuberculosis, but we don't necessarily do it actively here in America. We have it for those who need. But the vaccine was created back in the 20s. It's actually one of the most common vaccines given outside of the U.S. now, next to COVID. But we've been told it's not as effective as other. You know, so I think it's less effective than the flu vaccine. And so that's why there really hasn't been this push to get everybody vaccinated for tuberculosis here. You know, another thing is, you know, before we chest x-ray everybody, we do the PPD skin tests. And these PPD skin tests are the mantle purified protein derivative tests. That's where we would inject it subcutaneously in the arm, read it 48 to 72 hours, looking for the red marking. The problem is, whenever I'd have somebody from out of the country and they were positive for it, I don't know if it's because they had the old, it was because they had an old infection. Is it because they were vaccinated, or do they now have active infection? So we do have the QuantiFERON blood test. That also helps. But acquiring TB can happen by you being somebody, being next to somebody who has it. And so we need to limit and identify the exposures by, you know, testing people who could be from these other areas that have high TB rates. India, Indonesia, China, Nigeria, South Africa, Philippines, Pakistan, Bangladesh. We see highest TB rates there. They say 50% of all cases in the U.S. are immigrants coming from any of the above countries. And then we are also concerned about the Latin America tuberculosis. High-risk populations are those who are healthcare workers, prisoners, those in homeless shelters, nursing homes, those who drink alcohol heavily, those with HIV. So, you know, we want to make sure that we don't put ourselves at higher risk. And mind you, tuberculosis is out there. We have cases still every year, but we could be getting more cases if we don't make sure we screen people better. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCTOR, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in the middle of the debate last night, one of the questions, which I don't think anybody answered because they didn't like that question, I don't blame them, but it was brought up, and a lot of us said, well, so, say what? Was should the U.S. initiate a mandatory military service? And I know I did a double take going, oh, no, 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 don't do that, oh, don't do that, oh, boy. But it also made us do a double take as is that something being discussed? Is our military having so much trouble recruiting now? Because they can't dangle the free college, you know, carrot anymore because politicians are like, well, every, you know, we should do free college for everybody and we should pay off their debt. And is it that, you know, people are seeing the wounded warriors and they're seeing what happens to people coming back or who came back from Iraq or Persian Gulf or Afghanistan, and they're like, nope. Is it because a lot of the young people don't trust our commanders in chief, so they don't want them at the helm and they don't want to take orders from them and feel that their lives could be at stake? Is it because they don't want to do some of the woke things that are being reported coming out of the military? So there's military's having a real, real tough time recruiting. And so when I heard in the GOP debate, you know, would you be for mandatory military service, it shows that somebody's thinking about it, somebody's talking about it, and I'm really concerned about that. One is because, no, I don't think America would ever want to go back to that. We do have a draft. I've spoken to you guys how the draft works, and I'll review it again. But, you know, we don't have the most patriotic population anymore. Telling them to, you know, take arms to protect our country, even though in the past it was the biggest honor, and currently I still think it is the biggest honor, but asking people who don't want to do it is going to turn into an absolute mess. And I want people who are defending our country, those who actually want to defend our country. The last thing I need is any passive aggressive or somebody saying, well, I don't want to be here, or I don't like America either. And well, it's a problem. I think we just had a teenager who had American flags on his truck, and I guess the school told him to take down the American flag. So, yeah, we kind of have a lot of individuals not pro-American, and I don't want those individuals within, you know, being forced to do something that they don't want to do, especially when our military is the best of the best. Part of the reason why they're the best of the best is because they want to be there. They want to be there. So our having military recruitment issues looks like it's going to be something that, if it's not a part of this presidential campaign, it's going to be a part of the next. And if the military is asking for help and the government does not want to go back on the free college or some of the other things, and a lot of the young people are looking at colleges, I don't need a college education. What does the college education do for me? We got some problems, because that was a big recruiting effort. Another big recruiting talking point was you get to see the world. Well, people can online see the world. They've seen Paris. They've seen, I think being there is amazing, but just because you're in the military doesn't mean you get to see, you know, the Great Coral Reef and the Great Barrier Reef. It doesn't mean you don't necessarily get to go there. And so I think people are being a lot more selective about what they want to do, and sadly, the military is getting sidelined. Now, other countries such as Israel does have military, mandatory military service. I think that those individuals who have served, wow, the experience they have, the maturity they have, the education they have. I mean, you know, when I meet an Israeli, they all had to, the patriotism, they all had to serve. I know a lot of the religious individuals are exempt, but the average person who lives there does their duty, does their service. Those from LD, those who are LDS, the Church of Latter-day Saints, who go on missions. I love the medical students that come back and have done a mission. A lot of them are bilingual. You just see a level of maturity and experience that they bring. So I think there's a lot that you can get out of, you know, you doing, you know, service or being a part of the military. And I encourage anybody who wants to do that to do it. And God bless anybody who has. But I just don't think a mandatory doing what they do in Israel would work. I mean, in Israel, they are always under a constant threat. So it's pretty easy to, you know, get the average population, or most of the population, to go, you know what? I want to know. I want to know how to use a gun. I want to know how it works. I want to understand how our system works. And I want to be prepared. I want to be able to protect my family. So all of them have phenomenal levels of training in terms of that. Could be cool, but once you do mandatory, especially for a country like ours that's so split and polarized, it probably wouldn't work. But what happens if our military doesn't fill? What happens? Well, if we do go to war with China, or if we do have a conflict with Putin, or Putin does invade a NATO country and we go into World War III, although I think if Putin invaded a NATO country, that would be done in a day, but you never know. Then the military draft would kick in, conscription. So we have had drafts. The American Revolution, Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War had drafts. We had, I guess, issues establishing a draft for the War of 1812 and the Spanish-American War of 1898. I had a lot of volunteers, including Native Americans. But in terms of the other wars, they were able to successfully conscript. The last draft ended June 30th, 1973. Vietnam War officially ended 2 years later. But we haven't had a draft in 50 years. So for a military draft to be implemented, Congress would have to pass legislation and the president has to sign it. Right now, all male citizens and immigrants between the ages of 18 and 25 have to register for the Selective Service within 30 days of turning 18 or entering the United States. I know a lot of people are thinking, are we registering any of the migrants for Selective Service? I don't know, but that is the law. Women at this time are not required to register with the Selective Service. An amendment to the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act passed in the House to include women in the Selective Service and use gender-neutral wording, but apparently it had been dropped during negotiations with the Senate in 2022. Now, in terms of transgender males and transgender females, they say U.S. citizens or immigrants who are born male and change their gender to female are still required to register. Individuals who are born female and change their gender to male are not required to register. So right now, in terms of draft, it's all about the biological or in terms of males. But if you become a transgender male, you don't necessarily have to. You can if you want to. So if you don't register, there is a fine of no more than $250,000, and you could be imprisoned. Can you be exempt? Yeah, if you're in a hospital, nursing home, long-term care facility, they say mental institution, and other issues. So how the draft works is there's an order of men. So those who turn 20 in the calendar year get drafted first. Those turning 21 next, those turning 22 next after that, 23, 24, 25, and then after that, the 18 and 19-year-olds would then be called. So the lottery, there is a lottery process, and yes, there are exemptions and medical conditions that could disqualify. There are comprehensive lists of conditions, but we haven't done a draft in 50 years. And, we're hoping we don't go into a war. But if we do, that can be a reality. But should we have mandatory military service in peacetime? I don't think it would work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.